now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for Check of Sports on this Friday, June 17th. I'm Gary Lee. St. Louis Cardinals are going to be taking on the Boston Red Sox tonight. It's a three-game series that starts tonight. With more, here's your Redbird update.
The Cardinals had the day off yesterday, but they open up a three-game series against the Red Sox at Fenway Park coming up tonight at 6:10 Central Time. Now, as for the Cardinals, they won five of their last seven games, and they just got done taking three out of four against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Red Sox lost to the A's 4-3. Yesterday, but the Red Sox are still one of the hottest teams in baseball in recent weeks. They've now won 20 of their last 28 games coming into this three-game series tonight. The Cardinals still have first place in the National League Central Division, just ahead of the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, speaking of tonight's game, Adam Wainwright makes the start for the Cardinals. He'll be going up against former Cardinals right-hander Michael Wacha. Both pitchers off to very good starts to the season. Of course, Adam Wainwright is 5-4 with a .284 earned run average on the season. As for former Cardinal Michael Wacha, he's 4-1 with a .233 earned run average so far in 2022. Again, all the action starting up again tonight, 5:15 for the pregame show, 6:10 for the first pitch. For the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Kevin Wheeler.
Cardinals and the Red Sox, pregame 5:15, first pitch 6 p.m., all on KUKU and KWPM. The 41st annual Willow Springs Lions Club Golf Tournament. It's a two-person, 18-hole scramble. It'll be held at the Thomas F. Baino Municipal Golf Course in Willow Springs. You can sign up at Lakeland Pharmacy in Willow Springs or call 417-469-9009. The cost is $150 per team if you pre-register or $160 the day of the tournament. The tournament will be played this Saturday and Sunday. You can play multiple times, but you must play with a different partner. On August 6th at the West Plains Sports Complex, Jackie Stiles will host a basketball camp for second graders through seventh grade, boys and girls. The cost is $75. More information, contact Ashley Hart, 417-274-2017 or garnerash@yahoo.com. And Kansas City will be one of the cities to host the 2026 World Cup. The U.S. city selected yesterday for sites of the games, and Kansas City is one of the 16 cities that will be hosting the games. Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe talks about the economic impact.
We either get five or six of the playoff games, and that would be games that would be played in a 30 to 40 day period. In dollars and cents, some would estimate it at $650 million economic impact.
The Men's World Cup had a following of 3.5 billion people across the world in 2018. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.